Hello, hi, good evening, good people. Welcome to my podcast. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as the mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious, and I'm so happy. I'm so very excited to be here to be doing this. So today is Saturday, the 25th of October 2020. It's in the evening. The time is around 23:20. It's 23:20. So how was your Saturday? How is your Saturday? It's a beautiful Saturday evening. It was a beautiful Saturday. I did enjoy every bit of the Saturday. I do hope that you had an amazing day, that you had a very, very good Saturday. It was a very refreshing day today. It was so relaxing. It was an amazing day indeed for me. I do hope that it was for you, and I do hope that it still is for you. So before I forget, what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? Do you have a roof over your head? Do you have clothes to put on? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Are you still here, alive, breathing? Are you in good health? Do you have family? You have a lot to be grateful for. You have got a lot to be grateful for. So what are you grateful for today? What is it that you are grateful for today? And remember that you always have something to be grateful for. You always have something to be grateful for today. Don't you dare, don't you dare, don't you dare forget that you always have a reason to be grateful. So what are you grateful for today? Don't forget to never lose sight of the things that matters to you. Don't you dare forget that you always have a reason to be grateful. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? What is it that you're grateful for today? What is it that you are grateful for today? I hope that you know that you have something to be grateful for. And I do hope that you will, or you have taken some time today to actually remember and acknowledge and recognize all the things that you are grateful for today. It is a good practice. It is a noble thing to do, to be grateful, to practice being grateful. Gratitude goes a long way. Don't you dare forget that gratitude goes a long way. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? So today I've decided to talk about something that is very close to my heart, something that is very dear to me, something that I wake up to every day and remind myself of, and that is true nobility. So before I even start, I want to ask you a question. What is true nobility to you? What is true nobility to you? What is true nobility to you? What is important to you? What is important to you? Being better than someone else, or being better than your former self? What is it for you? What is it for you? What is important to you? Being better than someone else, or being better than your former self? Being better than the person you were yesterday? So what do you prefer? What do you prefer? To be better than your previous self, or to be better than someone else? I always strive to be better than my former self, because that's true nobility to me. That's true nobility for me. After all is said and done, the only person you need to be better than is the person you were yesterday. So strive to outshine your former self. Strive to be better than your previous self. Set your eyes on being better than your former self, because that's true nobility. That's true nobility. Being better than the person you were yesterday. Being better than the person you were the previous day. Being better than the person you were a week ago. Being better than a person you were a month ago, 5 months ago. Being better than a person you were a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. That's true nobility. That's true nobility. Okay, let me just tell you a story. Growing up, I was a very competitive person. All I ever wanted was to be better than those around me, was to be better than the other students. It didn't matter how much I have achieved. It did not matter how much I have achieved, for as long as I was the best in class. It didn't matter if I performed better than I did last year or last term, as long as I was the best in class. That's all that mattered to me, to be the best in class, to be better than my classmates, to be better than other students. I remember very well when I was in high school, I cried myself to sleep because I was the second best in my class. I felt so cheated, and I did believe that no one must be better than me. I remember I questioned, I had to follow up my teacher and ask, how come I am the second best? I cannot be the second best. I have to be the best. I need my papers to be remarked. I want to see where I went wrong and how did the other student beat me to it. Because I believed that I must be better than others, and no one must be better than me. That's all that I ever wanted. I wanted to be better than others. I wanted to be better than those around me. I wanted to be the best in class, even with the worst marks. As long as I am at the top, I'm okay. I was okay. I didn't realize that the person I needed to compete with was my previous self. I didn't realize that being the best in class didn't mean I was better than my former self. It didn't mean that I performed better than I performed last year. All I wanted was to be the best in class. Being better than everyone else is all that I ever wanted. It didn't matter how I did, how I performed. It didn't matter if I performed better than I did last year, as long as I was the best in class. I didn't realize that I needed to compare myself with myself, against myself, instead of other people. Being better than everyone else was true nobility for me. I wanted to outshine others. I wanted so bad to outshine others. Little did I know that the person I need to outshine is the person I was yesterday. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. It wasn't true nobility for me. But over the years, I've learned that one of the ways to raise your standards is to put yourself in the company of those that are already have higher standards than you. Those who are already where you want to be. To ensure that you are in the same room with the smartest people, those who are already doing what you aspire to do, or those who inspire you to become the best version of yourself. Ever since then, I never looked back, and this has been a way of life for me. I surround myself with those that inspire me, those that are doing what I aspire to do. I learn, I get motivated, I get inspired when I surround myself with those ones. I don't compete with people no more. I compete with my former self. I compete with the person that I was yesterday. I compare myself against the person that I was the other day, not others. In others, I look for inspiration. In others, I look for motivation. In others, I look for lessons. I look for something good to actually emulate, to learn. I don't compete no more. I also have learned that we live in a world where we often strive and thrive to be better than those around us. We want to be superior than others. We want to feel more special than the next person. Instead of thriving and striving to be better than the person we were yesterday, we try by all means to be better than our friends, our family, even sometimes strangers that we see on social media. We don't even know the people, but we want to be better than them. We want to be better than them. We live at such times that we get fulfilled when we do better than our fellow men instead of our former self. Why is that? Why is that we find so much joy in knowing that we are at the top of others, our friends, that we are better than others? Why do we find so much joy in that instead of finding joy in knowing that we are better than the person, that the people, that person that you were yesterday? That's something to celebrate, being better than the person you were yesterday. Now that's something to pop a champagne to. We tend to forget that it is meaningless, very meaningless, to strive to be better than the other person, to be better than the next person. When people tell us about their achievements, instead of congratulating and celebrating with them, we talk about ours, what we have achieved, because we want to outshine them. We want so much to outshine them, and thereby ending up living our lives from the sidelines. Trust me, over the years I have learned that nothing beats being superior than the person you were yesterday. Nothing beats outshining the person you were last year. Nothing beats being better than the person you were 5 years ago. Nothing beats that. Nothing beats that. There is absolutely nothing noble about being better than another person. There is nothing noble about being superior than others. Nothing at all. True nobility is being better than the person you were yesterday. True nobility is being better than the person you were last year, the person you were 5 years ago. Being better than the person you were a week ago, that's true nobility. In the words of Ernest Hemingway, he says, "There is nothing about being superior to your fellow man. True nobility lies in being superior to your former self." And that's so very true, very, very true. So what is the true measure of value to you? What is the true measure of value to you? Is it, wow, well done to myself, I did better than my friend, I did better than my colleague? Or is it, wow, well done to myself, I did better than I did yesterday, I did better than I did last week, I did better than I did last month, I did better than I did last year, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago? So what is the true measure of value for you? What is the true measure of value to you? Being better than the next person, being better than your friend, being better than your colleague, or being better than the person you were yesterday, being better than your previous self? What is the true measure of value to you? What is it gonna be for you? Because to me, true nobility is measured against my former self, not against anybody else, not against nobody else. You don't just happen to stumble upon being better than your former self. There is no shortcut to become better than your former self. It is a process, and you have got to pay the price. You've got to pay the price. You need to recognize that the best version of yourself should be your vision, not anybody else's. You need to recognize that true nobility is measured against your former self and not anyone else, not someone else. And remember that when we stop competing with others and instead compete against ourselves, when we stop comparing ourselves with others and instead compare ourselves against our former self, we set ourselves on a path that leads to the person that we truly desire to be. We become the best version of ourselves. And that leads to a happy life, a very, very happy, fulfilling life. And there's nothing, there is absolutely nothing that beats that. So decide every single day, wake up every single morning knowing that you must become better than you were yesterday. Wake up every day knowing that the only person you need to be better than wake up every day knowing that the only person you need to be better than is the person you were yesterday. And that is true nobility. And that is true nobility. So I'm going to ask you this question again. What is important to you? Being better than the next person, being better than someone else, or being better than your previous self? Being better than your former self, being better than the person you were yesterday. So what is it gonna be for you? What is it gonna be for you? What is true nobility to you? What is true nobility to you? And my last words to you and me is that I pray and I hope that you never lose the will to keep trying. To keep trying and thriving and striving to be better than the person you were yesterday. To be better than your former self. So that's my prayer for you. And I hope that you never stop trying. And that you never lose the will to keep trying. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as the mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious. Bye for now.